This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Putting the old fishing pole back in its bag. Okay, weirdo.
The best part of that clip is him going, pervert.
So funny.
A story here from the USA Today. Jason Kelce's beloved Philadelphia Eagles are headed back to the Super Bowl. Another matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs, but he does not feel like he is missing out. Speaking of FOMO from last hour, says Kelce, Jason Kelce, I wouldn't say I have FOMO. I mean, obviously, when you're a former player, you think that there's always a part of you that wants to be out on the field. You think that there's always a part that's going to want to play. But the reality is I'm very happy with the decision I made. For me, I was done playing football for a number of reasons. Would one of those reasons be it took you 30 minutes to get out of bed every day?
That would be a reason.
When the former Eagles center announced he was retiring from the NFL in 2024, Kelce says, quote, I knew back then this was something that could happen, a missed opportunity to face my brother again in football's biggest game. Wow. Don't commit. In terms of his prediction for Sunday, Kelce says, I could see it going a number of ways.
Thank you. You know that they get so sick of answering the same questions over and over and over again during media week and all of the things that are going on down in New Orleans. The Chiefs have just released this gem of a question. Sports Illustrated Swimsuit NFL Edition, which Chiefs player should be on the cover? This was a question posed to Coach Reed. He replied, Pat, and walked off.
Pat's got a dad bod.
It's time to wrap up the questioning when which one of your players should be on the front cover of the swimsuit edition. When we're now getting into that territory, it's time for them to just play the game.
Now, both Pat and Travis have dad bods.
Yeah, that's fine.
True. That is true.
That's
They're both very physically fit.
Online today, go look at this because the Chiefs are doing something that's so darling. They, all day, I think, have been releasing photos from the childhoods of our favorite players.
Yeah, it's really cute. Really cute.
And one of the posts, it almost made me cry. It said, don't you wish you could go back to these sweet faces and tell them that someday they are going to be in the Super Bowl. And one of the photos is just sweet little Creed Humphrey. What would you say? He's like 11 years old maybe in
Probably.
That picture.
Big kid.
It's just the cutest thing. You can clearly tell it's Creed Humphrey.
Big kid.
Yes, had a future in the NFL even at that age.
The NFL announcing yesterday that its social justice message, End Racism, commonly seen in the end zones of stadiums across the league, will not appear at Super Bowl Licks 59. For the last 5 years, as part of the NFL's Inspire Change initiative, football fans around the world have witnessed a variety of uplifting phrases and calls to action, such as vote, stop hate, end racism. This year, it's going to be Choose Love.
So Choose Love is what has been on the Arrowhead GEHA field at Arrowhead Stadium since that initiative began. I love it. Choose Love.
Yeah. And I think there's going to be another one on the other end. I think on the other end it's going to be Stop Hate.
It Takes All of Us, I think.
Oh, it takes all. You're right, Dan. You're right. It Takes All of Us. That's right. Okay. Can we discuss the training session we have this morning?
No, I don't want to discuss it. Okay.
I like how, by the way, we all chose to do it today when it was rolled out.
Get it
in
out of the way.
August.
Oh, I thought
it
you
was
meant,
due in October.
I thought you meant because we were told get it done. You have 72 hours to get it done, or everybody's going to be in trouble.
That came out was a little aggressive.
Get it done.
I think I'm still the holdout.
I don't think
you haven't done it.
Oh, Dan, would you like for all of us to help you?
Give you a preview?
Because
Dan,
I cannot wait to watch those videos again.
So we are inundated, and we talked about this briefly on the show yesterday, when there just so happened to be a vice president of the company sitting in Sam's studio.
Yeah, thanks for that.
You're welcome. And we decided to make fun of how many curriculums, classes, online videos we get sent every month. Payola plugola.
How not to electrocute yourself.
Yes. I mean,
and don't say these words.
Right.
How to respond to people on the text line. There is an entire section for that.
Yeah. You're not allowed to use the term Super Bowl in advertising. All this stuff. You know, there's certain phrases that are used at the beginning of boxing matches that we're not even allowed to say on the air.
Just stop talking.
Everyone listening that has ever worked for any corporation is screaming amen right now.
Yes.
Because this is not a broadcast-centric thing.
But
someone has a job, and that job is to try to keep the company out of hot water. And because of that, they throw all of these training modules at you that are uninformative, awful.
Poorly acted. Wait, I'm not ready.
I watch those videos, and I don't choose love. I choose anger.
So
it takes all of us.
So the one that we are absolutely required to take and they keep track is the racial discrimination, sexual harassment video that we have to watch every year. I've watched it 30 times. Always different.
Gets worse every year.
The acting is horrible. The plot, the
scenarios.
Yeah, the scenarios are just so unbelievably awful.
Well, at least this year we had human actors. Last year it was just, if you remember correctly, it was like paper mache, weird, blocky cartoon characters.
So this one involved a young lady by the name of Elise and a very stalky, weirdo perv named Daryl.
And another woman featured in the film, her friend, Elise's friend, Cheryl.
Cheryl, that's right. Mm. Daryl does not know how to take obvious verbal and physical cues from a woman and probably belongs in prison.
Would you like to go get a beer?
Or a coffee? And hang on, I'm not ready yet. I mean, setting up the story.
Does he have a medical issue?
No, he's just a weirdo.
I had a medical issue after suffering through all of those videos.
You had it during.
Sure did. Anyway, Daryl approaches Elise at one point and says, would you like to go out for dinner and maybe grab a couple of drinks? She lies to Daryl and says that she's in a very committed, very serious relationship. The next day at work, Elise is in the back kitchen with Cheryl, and Daryl is around the corner listening in on their conversation.
Ooh.
And hears Elise admit that she is single and loves being single. She leaves the kitchen, and Daryl surprises her.
He pounces.
And comes out of nowhere.
How you doing?
Oh my gosh, the show is amazing. I know I'm not going to tell you anything, but if you want to see the best romance.
No, not listening.
You don't care about romance?
Thanks. Seriously? Look, I could not be happier. Being single simplifies everything.
Okay, right. You might have a point.
Mm-hmm. But I will see you inside. I am meeting with Cass.
Okay. I like romance.
Hey, Elise.
Daryl. You keep surprising me.
So, you're not seeing anyone.
How did you... Oh, right.
I mean, that's great. We can totally have that dinner now.
Daryl, we're good friends, and you're a great guy, but let's just stay friends.
Come on, friends have dinner together.
I'll get back to you.
Okay. Why are you making me even listen to this again? I was actually ragey after sitting through all of that this morning.
Would you like for me to pull up another one?
No, I'm good.
Would. Okay.
I am starting to feel harassed.
That soundtrack. The music in the background.
Good,
remember when we were growing up, the soap operas would have that chord of, it was like on an organ. Uh-huh. And as they would go to break during the soap operas, it would go, that's the only thing those videos are missing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Elise.
Daryl, I'm so busy. I have to get this monthly out.
Yeah, but you have to take lunch, right?
I'm going to eat at my desk.
Okay, great. I'll run up to the truck and I'll join you.
Honestly, I'm so busy.
Okay. Well, then, maybe next time.
Here's the best part. You ready?
No.
Yes, I am.
I'm fine.
I'm ready.
Bring it home.
Oh, I thought that was where she said, what would you do?
What would you do? Daryl needs to register as a sex offender.
By the way, there are two more videos follow that where he still approaches her. At one point says, let me walk you to your car.
He is someone who does not know how to take a hint.
Hey, perfect timing. Hey, let's put that date behind us, huh?
Yeah.
Mind if I walk you to your car and just make sure you're safe?
My car is right outside.
I get worried about you being alone out there.
What are you doing?
It's my cell phone number. Text me whenever, or if you change your mind about that dinner.
It's my cell phone.
I don't know what to do here.
Okay. I do.
Have you ever been in this situation?
No, I would have decked the guy.
What did you do?
That soundtrack, that music sounds
it's...
movies.
Someone's winning an Oscar.
Somebody's winning an Oscar.
Better clear that shelf, Daryl.
No, this is just, there's no script there. That's just her getting in her car looking around.
Why didn't you have to show that?
It's so stupid. We are working on getting an actual professional on the program. If we cannot get it done tomorrow, maybe Friday, to talk about that, like, this is an important topic. Like, bad things in the workplace do happen.
Correct.
Why does anyone think those types of videos are going to help anyone either avoid that scenario, avoid being a creeper? Like, those videos are not going to help any. What it does is it checks a box.
I'll push back on that a little bit if I'm allowed.
Please, yeah, please.
I think that there are people in the workforce, including in our company in this building, that are new, that are younger, that have never seen these types of things before put in front of them that they have to mandatorily watch. And they may be watching it going, that happened to me. And it gives them permission to push back and to take action. We've watched these for decades.
But do we have to listen to music in the background that only appear in movies that kids shouldn't watch?
Brown chicken, brown cow.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. What? From the text line, we have to watch like 30 hours of those videos every single year for the school district. Oh, yeah. Daryl sounds like a guy who would say, you smell different when you're awake.
Daryl has a, quote, special room in his basement.
You know he does.
Oh, my God.
At what point, and I'm honestly asking, especially if you're a teacher or you work in public safety, I mean, MP just stopped by the way, downstairs, Scott, and he was listening and he said, we have to do a lot of that training, and he named one that I'm curious if our teachers have to take too, and it is online, like building safety training. And I think some of those modules are important, but if you're working somewhere where you are asked to do 30 hours of those. And I say this as an employee. Your employees are not getting anything out of that. No. They are literally doing everything they can to not learn from those. When I was suffering through those videos.
You were suffering.
I felt harassed. I thought, can I call HR and report that I've been harassed by you forcing me to watch Daryl be a creeper for an hour? I was looking for anything I could do to get other work done. And did you notice you're not allowed to minimize the screen?
No, and if you pause it, I did this one time like a year or two ago.
They're on to that game.
If you pause it and then just say, I can't take this anymore, I got to go to work or make a sandwich or whatever, if you don't get back in within a certain amount of time, you have to start back over.
Correct.
Oh, it didn't do that to me. I put the whole show together.
I will tell you this.
No, it's more than a couple hours.
For videos like this, and to Dan's point, maybe if you're a brand new employee and you don't have a noggin in your head and you think that behavior is okay, that video might be helpful to you. I would be afraid if that video was helpful to you. I'm going to be honest. I think there's something wrong with anyone who would find that video helpful.
Great point from the text line.
You have to have two different computers. You can do it that way. If you've got a monitor on the left or a laptop and your computer on the right, you can get other work done while suffering through those.
Did it have to be porn-esque music?
I didn't say porn. I just said
you didn't
movies
need to.
That kids shouldn't watch.
Everyone thought it. The minute you hear that music, you're like, is that just a soundtrack for those two things, employee training videos and adult
porn.
Content? And I bet Daryl stars in all of them. Hey.
You know.
I put my number in your bag.
You know who I hope I never meet?
Daryl?
Well, no, not Daryl. I hope I never bump into the person who wrote that script. You are uncreative, weird, boring, don't know how to take no for an answer. I mean, I'm not kidding you. In this video, when we would have to click on another video and I see it's going to last another minute and 40 seconds, and it's Daryl popping out of nowhere at the office.
Now I'd like to walk you to your car.
Elise. Good friends have dinner. And by the way, she says to him at one point in the second video, you're a nice guy and we're good friends. They're good friends, but she doesn't have his phone number, you later learn. Well, how good of a friend can they be?
If you don't have your phone number. Listen to this from Vice a couple years ago. Mid-market and enterprise companies spend $5 billion a year on harassment and code of conduct training. $5 billion a year. And they interview a guy who started a company trying to make the videos better. I don't know if he succeeded or not.
But clearly not.
A great point from the text line. If you are someone who this video is going to help, to Dana's point, that's a concern. This is just the company's way of saying, well, we told him he couldn't do that.
That's right. And I'm not picking on our company necessarily, because every company in America does this. The reason we brought it up is partly because it was so weird, but also because this is something that anybody in corporate America has to do every single year. And we all know the real reason why. If you get popped for racial or sexual harassment at work, and that person, the accuser, files a lawsuit, the company is potentially off the hook because they say, well, you know, Scott's behavior was horribly inappropriate, but he passed the test that we gave him on February 5th of 2025.
I'm sorry he's been exposing himself to other employees for years in the elevator, but he watched that video.
He knew better.
There's an actor, you guys, I assume somewhere in California. Listen to this headline. I starred as Greg in corporate sexual harassment training videos.
Greg.
And quote, it ruined my life. I'm going to post this on social later. This is phenomenal. He goes in, he gets a call back as an actor. And then listen to this line. 2 days later, when I arrived at the company building, I met, quote, the director. I was steered into a room where 8 women and 1 man were waiting inside. This was, I soon realized, a rare case where being the, quote, lead was not a great thing. Greg was the aggressor in all 9 hypothetical scenarios. Over the next few hours, I had to comment on how Jenny's legs looked great in her new skirt. He promised Nancy a promotion in exchange for, quote, personal favors. He showed Anton a series of office supplies and asked which most closely resembled.
Got it.
I started out feeling all right. We were all professional actors, I guess. Then came, quote, Linda. And then it goes on where they ask him to do something that everyone listening that's normal would be uncomfortable doing. From that video, Scott, millions of people watched
Greg.
Now, he says it ruined his life. I don't know. Would you remember what this Daryl looked like if you ran into him today at Hy-Vee?
If I ran into him today, yes. Because he had horrible hair. He looked like a nerd.
Nobody wears their hair like that.
No. 913-586-7798.
Redefined his career.
586-7798.
Creeper.
Megan and the others, hang tight. You guys are all next here on Dana and Parks. Sam just said to us off the air, this should be the soundtrack to sexual harassment training. Can't touch this.
I mean, people would be more inclined to watch the videos if this beat was in the background.
So anyway, what got us started on this was we got a memo from the boss today who got a memo from corporate that we had not taken our sexual harassment training video.
After you told corporate yesterday that you refused to take the training.
So I'm not suffering through those damn things again.
All I said was I've been here for 30 years. How many more times can they rewrite the script?
Great point from the text line. They need a Razzie category for worst corporate training video.
I have the submission and the winner.
Today's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For best actor, Daryl. The Razzie goes to Daryl. 913-586-7798. I was shocked when that teacher wrote in and says, we do 30 hours a year on video training. Megan in Gardner. Megan, hello. What a waste of time.
Hi. We've done all those sexual assault training videos as well. But our first day back from winter break every year is a series of videos on active shooter training, about 4 hours of it. And I get how important it is and scary time for everyone in schools because of this. But it's we're listening to the actual like 911 calls from happened at Virginia Tech. We're watching live video footage from what happened at Columbine.
How is that helpful and not just completely traumatizing to anyone in education?
I don't know. We spend the entire afternoon just talking about how traumatic it is watching it all and hearing it all again. And we do it every year.
Even if you've been there for like 20 years?
We've done this for the last 3 years. This year, because we had all those snow and ice days back in January, we had to watch the videos at home. And since my daughter was home with me, I sent her to the other room because I'm like, you are listening to this.
Megan, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you guys have to go through that. I'm so sorry we live in a world where you have to go through that. I have had friends, Megan, go through the actual drills where they bring police officers in. And that's... To me, you need like a mental health week after going through something like that.
Yep, that's the final part of our training with all this is they have the company come in and they bring in, I think they're like airsoft rifles or something, and we go through it.
What do you mean they bring in airsoft?
They bring in...
Well, I don't know if that's what they're called, but they bring in things that sound like the real thing.
Oh, my word.
Scott, I'm telling you, the trauma... The continued ripple effect of the trauma of all of that stuff that started around the time of Columbine. Columbine was not the first. You wonder why we can't hire and retain teachers. You know, we're asking them to do more.
Well, I don't wonder, but
with less. You're asking them to do it for peanuts, and you're asking them to do it with $100,000 in college debt because they have to get their education
and buy
degree.
Their own classroom supplies. Deal with parents who now side with their student instead of the teacher. There is now obviously violence in the schools where there was a story. I don't even know if we got to
we
it
did
two,
not.
2 weeks ago.
We did not. The teacher that...
Well, first of all, there was the teacher who had her eye gouged out. It was actually a vice principal by a student at that, and that was 2 months ago.
Yep.
At that same school a week and a half ago, another teacher was assaulted and knocked to the ground by another student.
At the same?
Same high school.
School.
Yep. The vice principal.
She lost her eyeball.
She lost her eyeball. That is correct. A student literally gouged out her eye with his finger. And then, you know, but I don't wonder why we can't retain teachers in America, where the turnover ratio, I think I've heard in some places in America, is 25% or higher per year. They don't get paid jack. Now, there's always one person on the text line or who calls in, I can't remember his name yet, we haven't talked to him in a while, who is so anti-teacher, I just can't stomach him. You know, well, they get 3 months off for a year.
Oh, they do not.
I mean,
Nico was his name.
Nico, that's right. Thank you, Sam.
We're now calling out listeners we can't stand.
Well, Sam and I just did.
It's not like his name was Matt or Bob.
It was Nico.
Really?
From Overland Park.
Nope, not Overland Park. I know where he calls from.
Spring Hill. Okay. Was it Spring Hill?
Started with an S.
I almost feel guilty, like, launching the conversation about this because I was so annoyed we had to go through this again. When you remember there are teachers who have to go through that other type of training.
Yeah.
Then I feel like, okay, we can suffer through the bad acting and it's stupid. And I got my quote diploma. Going to hang that right next to the OKU degree.
Did you print it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's going to be.
Frame is on its way.
Prominently displayed on my mantle, Scott. But you do, you remember that people in the teaching profession have to sit through the videos of the carnage. My God.
Is it necessary to bring in real sounding airsoft guns or whatever they're using? And, you know, the teachers know it's coming, so they're not caught off guard. They know exactly what you want them to do, so they're just literally rolling through the motions.
When I was in grade school, we had active shooter training already. This was, you know, early 2000s. And
yeah, because Columbine was in 1999.
The principal would run around the school and bang on the doors and make sure they were locked and shake on the handle and yell and... Our duty was to.
You guys have heard of Everytown,
the protocol.
Big safety organizations, and they actually say they think schools should strongly reconsider the active shooter drill, because you have to look at the, I don't want to say return on investment, ROI is probably not the right word to use here, but how much
efficiency?
Yeah, how much trauma are we causing? To go through all of that, it is important that you understand, are you supposed to hide? Are you supposed to run? And I hate that we live in that world, but we do. But mm-hmm. How much trauma are you imparting on those kids going through those drills? And is it better to somehow shield them from the reality of that?
The students aren't the ones who are going to lock the classroom door.
I remember my heart racing.
They're not going to be the ones who are saying, get down, everybody get down. But I go back to, and Sam, this is before your time, but Dana and I clearly remember this, and certainly growing up in the military, on some of the biggest military bases in the world, in the free world, we went through this all the time. The nuclear explosion drill.
Yeah.
Where you would, and you can't even say that this was a CYA, because if a nuclear bomb had exploded at Fort Hood, Texas, the largest military base in the free world, we knew we were a target. Everybody knew Fort Hood was a target. We spent 7 years there.
Listen to this from Everytown.
Let me finish. Getting under that desk, there's going to be no one who survives who could file a lawsuit where the district would need to CYA.
Well, and we were too young to even understand what was happening. We just knew we were afraid. The
yes.
difference between that drill, hide under your desk in case the big bad Soviets come, you didn't really know at age 7 what they were talking about. You just, as a child, did what you were told. With an active shooter drill, these kids know exactly
sure.
why this is happening,
sure.
exactly why we have to do this, or we have created an America where this is necessary. Listen to this from Everytown. There is limited proof of the effectiveness of these drills. Anecdotal evidence, including many online conversations, increasingly suggests that those drills are harmful to mental health. Of course they are. Of course they are.
913-586-7798. Not sure how we got on this one, but we did. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Welcome back. Kyle in Overland Park. Hello, Kyle.
Good afternoon. How are you all doing?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for taking the time. Hey, so I've called in a few times. I'm retired law enforcement. When I was still working, we would do active shooter drills with the high school in our jurisdiction. And it was almost shameful how many times the teachers would take a very lackadaisical attitude about it and say, you know, this is Johnson County. That's never going to happen here.
Oh.
And the reason the training is done is twofold. One, obviously, it's to protect the teachers and the children. But B, in this society we're in now, in this litigious society, if the training was not done and an active shooter situation occurred and people were hurt or injured, what is the first thing they would claim? Well, you never trained us on how to react to it.
Yeah. But Kyle, let me ask you this. You said you are retired LEO. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And so I'm assuming you're familiar with the training that goes on in the schools for the teachers and the students.
Full disclosure, I've been retired over 10 years, so a lot of things have changed since I retired.
But to be in law enforcement, just like in the military, you see things, you do things that the average human being can't even imagine, fathom, or tolerate. To Dana's point a little while ago, is it possible that this in-school training where, you know, the principal's running up and down the halls, yanking on locked doors, they're bringing in, you know, real-sounding fake guns, you could traumatize these kids, could you not?
You could. Now, things have changed. When we did the drills, it was during the summer when the students were out. And so it was just for the teachers and the staff.
Mm-hmm.
To prepare them on how to react when that situation would occur.
And I think for everyone, Kyle, like self-defense training is important for everyone. You know, even in corporate America, Scott, knowing how to lock the doors and who to call and if there's a panic button and like all of those things in any corporate environment are important because of the domestic violence scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You could have the safest workplace 100% safety history where nothing ever goes wrong, and then you get a nut with a gun who has decided he doesn't want his partner to leave him. You know, we see that scenario.
Sure.
So I think those, like, some education about that stuff is important.
Now, why don't they focus the trainings with just the teachers? Because the students are going to be looking to the teachers for guidance anyway. It's not like if the teacher says, okay, we all need to get in the corner of the room and be quiet, the student's going to say, no, I'm going to run out there.
Well, but somebody on the text line says, I'm a teacher. Unfortunately, yes, the students need to know how to lock the doors, barricade themselves in case the teacher is hurt. I don't dispute that. But I'm just curious as to why does the training, especially when the students are there, have to be so realistic or at least realistic sounding? We were talking about the Soviet nuclear threat drills we had to take, which were so dumb. We're all getting vaporized. But we also had to do fire drills where the fire alarm would go off. We would never know when that was going to be. And then we'd have to get into a line and file out the nearest door and go wait out in the field. I mean, if making it realistic is so important, why didn't they fill the hallway with smoke?
Yeah, start throwing debris at us. Do you also remember the tornado one was like short, short, long?
Yes.
Short, short, long.
Set the building on fire,
Scott? They had different tones for different emergencies when I was growing up in Topeka. One was tornado, one was fire.
But like fill the hallway with stage smoke.
Yeah.
You know, something you can actually breathe in and not do damage to your lungs. If the whole point, and I'm not even really making that argument, if the whole point is to make it as realistic as possible.
My school, my grade school, had a courtyard through the middle of it. So all of the hallways had glass on one side. And so our tornado drills were to line up in the hallway facing away from the glass, put your head down and cover your neck as if the shards of glass weren't going to pierce your back and kill you anyway. It was great.
Okay. When we get back, we have an airplane that ran into another airplane while...
Police say still on the ground.
Taxiing on the ground in Seattle.
I don't know.
What is going on?
I'm starting to wonder if we travel too much and the skies are just that congested.
Also,
go ahead.
I also think it's something that happened pretty frequently before. We just didn't hear about it.
Also coming up, who does talk more, men or women?
In this room? Oh, God.
There's a new study out. Sam Stevie the Third. She's Dana Wright. Dan's got the news coming up in 1 minute. Hey, don't forget to check out our podcast, the Dana Parks Podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. We will see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.